Go ahead and open your Bibles to Daniel. You can go ahead and open up to Daniel chapter 6 this morning. Daniel chapter 6. I want to do a little review. I apologize. I was going to bring candy and then I forgot. So I was going to have some Tootsie Rolls for you if you answered the questions right. Tell you what. Brother Nate, do you have a piece of paper you could write down?
Sure do.
All right. If you answer the question correctly, Brother Nate will write your name down, and then I will bring you candy tonight. How about that? Would that work? I wanted to see how well you guys are paying attention. Now, those of you who take notes, I see you studying. Close them. Don't cheat. Yes, Sophie was one of the three of them. So, but hey, at least they took notes. I'm proud of you guys for taking notes. But I spend hours and hours and hours praying and studying the Bible and writing the messages and finding illustrations and thinking of how it best applies to you for your benefit. And I want to see how much you guys are retaining or if we need to review a little more. All right, so the sermon series is Serving God Through the Eyes of Bible Heroes. And we went through two Bible heroes so far. Which was the first one we talked about? I think I saw your hand first. Yes. David, that is correct. Please write her name down. All right, David. And we learned that instead of getting stuck on where we are and what we currently don't have because we're not an adult yet, we focused on three things that we could do, and it was three grows. Grow in your blank, grow in your blank, and grow in your blank. Does anyone remember any of the 3 points? Yes, ma'am. Grow in your relationship with the Lord. Yes, that was the first one. We talked about David in the fields with the sheep, and how he was bored, and probably bored to tears, and instead of finding games to play, and instead of wasting his time, he wrote psalms, and he worked on growing closer to God in his walk with God. And so as we're growing up into adults, we can spend extra time with God preparing to become an adult. You remember another one? Yes, yes, and I actually joked with you later on that day about it, so yeah, I was hoping you would remember one. All right, grow in your responsibilities. When David was told by his father to go to the brothers that were fighting. There was only three of them that were fighting. But he left his sheep with a keeper. He got up early in the morning. He went and left the cart with all the food with the keeper. Then he gave food to his brother's captain. Then he gave the food to them. So we see that early on, when he was 15, 16, he already had responsibility traits that he was showing. So grow in your relationship with God, grow in your responsibilities. Does anyone remember the last one? Yes, sir.
Grow in your abilities
or talents? Yes, close enough. Grow in your capabilities. Abilities, talents is the same thing. So God has given each of you talents. Most of you probably lots of talents, right? We need to work on growing those because when God wants you to serve him, if you have to say, oh, wait, I need to practice first, I don't know what I'm doing at all, then you didn't develop your talent when you had the chance to. And then when God wants you to serve him, you're not ready. And we see the same thing with David because he was ready to kill Goliath with the sling. He had practiced. He had grown in his capability. And so then when God needed him to serve him, he was ready. And all three of those steps David used to get ready to become an adult. And so it is three things that we can become ready to. All right, so that was David. It's too easy to ask who the second person is. We already opened up to Daniel, so why don't we go to, what was the first thing we saw? We talked about how David had two character traits. In fact, I'll ask you both of them. All right, two things that he did because this lesson was while God works out his plan on his own timetable, we should focus on blank and blank. Sorry, a girl raised her hand. Anyway, so you're not confident anymore. She's like, I thought I knew. And then you started giving hints and then, oh, no way. You remember? Staying blank and blank doing right. It was two things David had, or Daniel had, and we saw kind of in the first point, and we only got to the first point, and so if you don't remember, it's okay. I'll actually give you leeway on this one. One starts with an F, one starts with a C. I'm trying to give you guys candy here. Yes, sir. No. It's two completely separate ones. No, it was a good guess. He can guess. It's fine. Any other guesses? I'll give you guys a couple more chances. This is for candy people. This is important. Yes. He gets two pieces of candy. Write Cade's name down twice. I was only looking for one, but hey, good job. Yes, faithful and courageous. Remember, we talked most of the time about him being faithful with a pulse, but it was courageous of him to ask, and we went into like what it would be like for us to be in his situation and how scary and terrifying it must have been, and how you knew everything was on the line because of what you had just seen in the past couple months, and then you're stuck in this position where I have to do exactly what God told me not to do, or I risk being killed and doing what God said. And so we see that he was courageous, but he was also faithful. We talked about the first point was Daniel faithfully ate pulse and drank water while God worked on his behalf in the Babylonian training. And it was for 3 years. We talked about it's hard to do something consistently, but he did it. And we talked about the way that we can follow David's example in our own life if obstacles come up. Because ultimately, that was the point of this lesson. When we have obstacles come in our life, how do we address it? What does it look like personally in our day-to-day life to face the obstacles that come in our life? And then we talked about the obstacle that Daniel had and how did he overcome it. And we talked about reviewing the blessings helps you get through a trial. So Daniel had so many things to be thankful for, and we went over those. And we have so much to be thankful for as well. When you guys come into an obstacle, it helps to review the blessings in your life and see everything good that God has done for you. Because our tendency is when something goes wrong, we only focus on that, right? Every time you go somewhere, you always think about the problem and you kind of forget about all the good stuff you have going for you because you're so focused on the problem. And then it seems like my life is so terrible and it's just awful and it can't get any worse. And because we're just focusing on that one thing. But when we focus on all the good stuff, then it's like, well, out of 12 things, 11 of them are good things and one of them is bad. It kind of helps give us some perspective to get us through the trial because it doesn't seem as bad as it does when we're only focused on the one thing going wrong. Another thing we talked about, and this is the point we ended on, this is where we'll pick up the lesson for today. Gather people around you that will also do right and will help you to continue. We talked about how Daniel was the one talking to the prince of the eunuchs, but the prince of the eunuchs, when he talked back to Daniel, used plural. He said, I'm scared to give you guys pulse and water because the king will kill me when he sees your faces. So we know that the three Hebrew children that were thrown into the fiery furnace were also with Daniel, and it confirms that later in the passage in Daniel chapter 1. This is the last point for the first one that I wanted to get to that we didn't have time for. And this is still under the point, Daniel faithfully ate pulse and drank water while God worked on his behalf. The last point, and this is the encouraging part, we didn't get to it. As you are faithful to God through obstacles, he does work on your behalf. So that's the point that we didn't get to, is that what happened? What was the end of all of that? Is that Daniel and the three Hebrew children with him, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, right? The four of them went to the king's court and they did better than everyone else. They looked healthier, they were smarter, and they surpassed every other person in all of the tests, the Bible says. They were the best of the best. And it had to do with their courageous and faithful following of God and listening to him, even though they had an obstacle in their life. I found this, and this was very interesting. But God does work on our behalf. This is from the diary of John Wesley. Now, does everyone know who John Wesley is? Nod your head, yes or no? Most of you are saying yes. Some of you are saying no. He was a preacher back in the 1800s. He was in England. He was just a famous preacher in England. He was an Anabaptist, I believe. And he started the Methodists, really, but it was lining up with us. Now the different factions of Christianity, if you will, have gone so far different that you look at them and you're like, we're nothing alike. We don't even believe in the Bible, you know, like, or they don't, or you know what I'm saying, like us as a whole, like we can't even agree on Christ being the way to heaven only. But you look at the founders like John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and who was the guy that came, the revival preacher that came to America, had a big booming voice. George Whitfield, thank you. So all of them, they all believed about the same thing, even though they were in different titles. You know, one was a Methodist, one was a Presbyterian, you know, on and on. They had the Baptist. But anyway, this is from his diary. Sunday morning, May 5th, preached in St. Anne's, was asked not to come back anymore. Sunday evening, May 5th, preached in St. John's. Deacon said, get out and stay out. Sunday morning, May 12th, preached in St. Jude's. Can't go back there either. Sunday morning, May 19th, preached. Now, get a load of this church name. Preached in St. Somebody Else's. That was the name of their church, St. Somebody Else's. I don't know. Yeah. St. Somebody Else's. Deacons called special meeting and said I was not allowed to come back. Sunday evening, May 19th, preached on street, kicked off street. Sunday morning, May 26th, preached in meadow, chased out of the meadow as a bull was turned loose during the service. So someone went to a farmer, got a bull, and had it go through the service, and it's roaring around. Everyone's running away. Sunday morning, June 2nd, preached out at the edge of town, kicked off the highway. So this is a rough month for the poor guy. June Sunday evening, June 2nd, afternoon,